Loving God, we thank you for the gift of the word. Thank you for Barbara's reading of it. Help that to sink into us deeply. Give us brains to process, eyes to see, ears to hear, and give us your word this morning and nothing less. Amen. After 7 months apart, we are face to face, mask to mask, person to person, animal to animal. And I am mindful that the last time that we gathered between today and March, I think 8th it was, the day of our annual meeting, there's a lot of life that has happened. Much has happened in our lives, our community, our world, so many joys, so many concerns. With all of that, with Paul's ancient words of wisdom still ringing in the air, with all of us gathered, maybe you feel like I feel, that there is so much to say and such little time to say it. So with our time short this morning, I'm just going to start saying some things to you. First, I want to say things to our animal friends. Animal friends, you probably have picked up on this. I'm sure that you have. But this has been an especially difficult time for we human beings for a variety of different reasons. But we just want to thank you for being our constant companions, for your wet noses, for your soft fur or feathers, for your tweets, your clucks, whatever sounds you make, whatever you look like. Thank you for being there for us, for giving us your unconditional love and being our companions. It is a blessing today to bless you in just a little bit, because you are such a blessing in all of our lives. So thank you to our animal friends. Even as I say some things to our animal friends, I want to say some things in particular to our families with young children. I get it. I understand it has been a very challenging time. We have been asked to be flexible beyond imagining, to make decisions every day with no information or with inaccurate information or with information that's going to change in 26 hours. It's been hard. And yet still we're doing it. You're doing it. Doing amazing things, persisting and enduring, even thriving in these strange times. So as hard as things are right now, our families with young children, remember that you're not alone. You've got this church family. You have the community. Our students have one another. We have the administrators and our amazing teachers. We have Hadley ministering to our families, and we're so grateful for that, that we're all in this together. And so do not be afraid, be encouraged, persist, and keep the faith as we go. Third, I want to say some things to all of us who have struggled with our mental health in these months, struggled with our emotional health, our spiritual health, and our financial health as well. I know so many have been worried and anxious about finances. So I want you to hear this morning, again, that you are not alone, that it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to share with one another how we're really feeling. This church family is a safe place to do that. And Susan and Hadley and I are safe people to do that with. And so are your friends and neighbors and so many in this community. So if you need support or someone to talk to in any way, just reach out. Just reach out to us. Just reach out to us. And if we aren't first to reach out to you, just pick up the phone or text or email, and we will be there to walk with you right there in the fullness and richness and often messiness of your very real life. Fourth, this morning, I want to say some things to this whole church community and to individuals in particular who have experienced death and are in a place of mourning right now. Certainly since we gathered last, there are too many of the wonderful friends and pillars of our church who have died. And there are many friends and family, loved ones in your lives who have died as well. So I just wanted to take a minute to acknowledge that. to name some of those names, and I'll do that, and then you can name some in the silence that will follow. I want to lift up Molly Williams, the daughter of Ellen Bosworth, Chip Kittredge, the brother of Emily, Ron Mills, Deirdre's father, my father-in-law. I want to raise up Marie Lure and David Pricer and Bim Worley and Mary Burns. And there's others too. So lift those up now to silence and to God. Dear ones, I am sorry, I am so sorry for your loss and all of our losses. May we find hope in the risen Christ, which brings us promise of new life and eternal life for us all. So those are four things I wanted to say, and I could easily give points 5 and 6 and 17 and 24 and beyond. There's just so much to say and such little time to say it. So with the time I have left, I'm just going to say to you the gospel good news to encourage and to bring hope to you. First, that gospel good news comes to us from Paul in his letter to the church at Corinth, where he has this very long and convoluted way of telling us that God has given us each precious gifts, and all of that comes from one Spirit through God in Christ. So there's tremendous hope there, because what I take that to mean is that you and you and you and you and you and you and all of us have been gifted with precious gifts that you need, but that we all need. And over these last 7 months, I have seen this church family and this community gather together their resource and the precious gifts given to us by the Spirit, and to do the most amazing and wonderful thing in these strange times. So that is happening, and that will continue to happen. So I celebrate that and give it to you through Paul as words from encouragement. But I also want you to hear this morning that whatever is happening in your life, whatever joys or concerns that you are experiencing, know that God is bigger and stronger and more powerful than any of that. That God, Emmanuel, is with thee, walking with you in whatever this world in this life has to throw at you and all of us together. The gospel good news is that Christ is alive in the world, and even now equipping us to be Christ to one another and to the world around us. There is so much to say and such little time to say it, but we found a few feet between us, a few moments on this sunny but windy day, to say some things, to hear the gospel good news, to be wind under our wings, encouragement for our lives, and hope for our hearts. So as you hear me say these things today, may that be encouragement and hope in you. And when you leave this place, may you bring that encouragement and hope to everyone you meet, because it's so true. There's so much to say, and if we say anything, let's say that which brings hope and encouragement to the world. Peace be with you. Amen.